on now. Has God been good to anybody? Has God done something that you couldn't do yourself? Say, thank you. Thank you. Hey. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now find yourself somebody. Get yourself a partner. And tell them, say, good things have been happening. Tell them. Now there's somebody over here by themselves. Tell them, say, good things has been happening. And I'm celebrating because it's only just begun. Hey, 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 hey.
Time.
Somebody sing hallelujah. Hallelujah. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord, and worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Well, bless God, somebody. God's got it all under control. Hey, he's gonna do just what he said he would. Don't you worry about a thing. Everything is gonna be alright. Come on, tell somebody. Say, put your trust in God. Go on and shout. Everything, everything is gonna be all he's working it out. Hey! Everything is gonna be all right. You ought to shout hallelujah. Everything, everything is gonna be all right. He's working it out. And everything is gonna be, you ought to shout testimony, glory to God. Everything, everything, he's working it. He's working it out. Everything is gonna be all right. Hallelujah. You ought to shout. Everything is gonna be all. He's working it out. Everything is gonna be all right. You can relax. God's got it all under control. Say, I trust you. I trust you. I trust you. I put my trust in you. Yeah, everything is gonna. I put my trust in you. Everything. Everything is gonna be. I put my trust in you. Hey, everything is gonna be. You ought to shout. That's a prophetic word. Everything is gonna be alright. You wanna shout? Hey, glory to God. Come on now. Everything is gonna be. Come on and shout. Everything, everything is gonna be. He's working it out. Everything, everything is gonna. Hey, hey, you ought to shout. Everything is gonna. Hey! Working it out. Everything gonna be all. You wanna shout, 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 for God has given you the victory. Everything is gonna be all. He's working it out. It's gonna be all right. Yeah. Everything is gonna be all. You wanna shout, hallelujah. Everything is gonna be all. He's working it out. If you sense an anointing on yourself, I dare you to find somebody and just start to pray in the Holy Ghost. Just tell him and prophesy. Just lay your hand on somebody and tell him, you ought to shout. Everything is going to be all right tonight. Come on. Everything is going to be all right tonight. Tell him. Let him know. Everything is going to be all right. Come on. Everything's gonna be alright tonight. Tell us somebody. Prophesy. Well, everything is gonna be alright tonight. Tell him, tell him, tell him. Come on. Everything. Everything is gonna be alright tonight. Jesse, did you know that? Come on, brother. Everything is gonna be alright tonight. Tell him. He's working it out right now. Come on. Everything is gonna be alright tonight. You ought to shout, come on. You ought to shout, yeah. Everything is gonna be alright. He's working it out. Everything is gonna be alright. You ought to shout. You know that's in the Bible? He brings them out with a shout. How many believe you're coming out? Say, all I have to do is shout unto God with the voice of triumph. You know they had to circle the walls of Jericho 7 times and praise God over and over again. 7 represents the time of perfection. Yeah, when God got perfect praise, Holy Ghost in this place. Tell him, don't you worry about a thing. No, no. Don't you worry about a thing no more. Tell him. Do it. Don't you worry about a thing no more. Somebody tell John that with faith. Come on, tell him. Don't you worry about a thing no more. God's got an open door. Don't you worry about a thing no more. God's gonna open doors. Don't you worry about a thing no more. He's got it all under control. Tell him, prophesy. Don't you worry about a thing no more. Cast your cares on Jesus. He cares for you. Don't you worry about a thing no more.
How?
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, Chris. Don't you worry about a thing no more. God's telling me to tell you that tonight. Don't you worry. Don't you worry about a thing no more. Don't you shed another tear over it. Come on. Don't you worry about a thing no more. It's in the Bible. Don't you worry about a thing no more. I'm casting my cares on Jesus. Don't you worry about a thing no more. Don't you worry about a thing no more. God's gonna work it out. Come on. Tell him. Don't you worry about a thing no more. How many gonna cast it over? Come on, push it off. Don't you worry about a thing no more. Put your hand on somebody's back and tell them that. Come on, tell them. Don't you worry about a thing no more. Live carefree. Don't you worry about a thing no more. Live by faith and not by sight. Don't you worry. Don't you worry about a thing no more. Don't you worry about a thing no more. Yeah! Get that in your spirit. Don't you worry about a thing no more. Cast all your cares on Jesus. He'll work it out. Don't you worry about a thing no more. Say, I don't have a care in this world. I don't care. Don't you worry about a thing no more. Don't you worry about a thing no more. God said that he would restore. Don't you worry about a thing no more. God told me to tell you that he would restore. Don't you worry about a thing no more. Restoration right here, right now. Don't you worry. Don't you worry about a thing. There will be a restoration of everything the devil stole, everything he tried to do. Don't you worry about a thing. Hey, 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 hey. Don't you worry. Don't you worry about a thing no more. Yeah! Don't you worry. Don't you worry about a thing no more. Yeah! Shout! Don't you worry about a thing. I don't have a care. Prophesy in the name of Jesus. I don't love what she got. Don't you worry about a thing. Tell your neighbors, I'm not gonna worry about a thing. Don't you worry about a thing no more. You know what? Come on. Don't you worry about a thing no more. Whoa, hallelujah. Don't you worry about a thing no. Don't you be afraid. Don't be afraid of anything. Don't you worry about a thing no more. God's gonna do it. Come on. Don't you worry about a thing no more. Yeah, pray for him. Come on. Don't you worry about a thing no more. Just minister to the people. Come on. Cast it out. Don't you worry about a thing no more. Don't you worry. God's going to work a miracle. Don't you worry about. He's going to work a miracle. Don't you worry about a thing no more. Don't you worry about a thing no more. Hey, hey, and I'm on my mind. Don't you worry about a thing no more. Hallelujah, thank you, Father. Don't you worry about a thing no more. He's got a plan. Somebody say, why do you keep singing that over and over again? That's prophecy. That's what God wants to tell you. Hoda baba shiki. That's prophecy. Shanani alabaha. Shanani alabu baraki anaha. Hana yotosa chike he. Shanani bala koshi manu husile bahata. Shile nidi le mohovaha. Kamani alala barish. Shile bomba niko. Alano huye. Mano hushiala. Ramane o shiki. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Shile bamba do sahle le buda bada hashike. Langi didi. Ramba do sile bahada. Shidebanakashima. Shamahana. You're gonna find that stress level going down. Ha ha ha. That anxiety's gonna leave you. Yeah, never come back again. Shuko brabado shikide mahana lutasa ha. Shalam bofaha. You're gonna develop your faith. Yine dando salabamba da shile brando tofaha. Shikaba'a. Shamaham. Tell somebody,
I believe in miracles. I believe in miracles. I believe in miracles.
Tell them,
I believe in miracles.
Sing it. That's good. Sing it. Keep singing it. I believe.
I believe in miracles.
Beautiful. Keep singing it.
I believe in miracles.
And one now.
I believe in.
Send one down right now. Hallelujah. Can I get a tissue? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Shut up. Just keep praying in the Holy Ghost right where you are. Oh, thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Sola bamba ha 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 shika na handa vuri gachi na handa ha si de ha. Thank you, Jesus. How many got that word that you're not going to worry about a thing no more? Yeah. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I don't worry anymore. Tell somebody, make that statement. Say, I don't worry anymore. Yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. That woman's praising God back there. Somebody needs to praise God with her. You don't know what God's done for her. She's thankful for you. When you thank God for blessings, you know He keeps giving you bigger ones. Somebody say, celebrate. My, my, my. I would go on, but there's just such an anointing in this place. I just got to wait here. Somebody say, amen. Hallelujah. Ooh, I'm so glad it's going to be all right. Say, God said that everything's going to be all right. How to get? I don't know. something good.
Something good. Something just right. It's gonna happen to you. It's gonna happen to you. Let it happen. Happen to you. Let it happen to you.
Tell him something good. Something. She had that fit, God. I was about to say, Holy Ghost about to drop in this place. Oh! But before I could say it, he fell. Somebody say, let the Holy Ghost fall. Let the Holy Ghost fall. Now I want you to stretch your hands out and sing that and let the Lord bless you real good.
Something.
Expect water. Something great. To receive right now. Just start to receive right now. Just start to receive right now. Just start to receive right now. Ramanana lolo hosalaha.
Woo!
Hallelujah. Say, I believe in blessings. Say, I believe in blessings. Thank you. not going to let you go until he blesses you. I'm reminded that, I'm just reminded of that passage in the Bible where that man told God, he said, listen, I won't let you go till you bless me. Jacob said, I won't let you go till you bless me. And I hear God saying tonight, he's not going to let you go till he blesses you real good. Chad, when I was looking over there in the direction, that's what I heard. When I was looking over there at you, I heard God said, I'm not going to let you go till he blesses you. So don't you worry about a thing. Don't you put your faith in God's power and his love and his promises. God says he's never going to leave you. He's not going to forsake you. He's not going to let you go until he does what he says he's going to do. Okay? Father, bless your children. Just bless your children, Father. Oh, bless your children. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Love your children. Minister healing and grace. Bless your children, Father. Be blessed on your trip to Mexico. Mama, why don't you come and let us pray before you go? Crystal, you want to play? Mama Lee's for which city are we going to? Huh? Reynosa. Is there someone that will run this brother home tonight or ride with us as we drive him home? He's going to Reynosa? That way he can hear the word if he wants to hear the word. Yeah, we'll let him hear the word. We'll get him home. I don't think it'll be a problem. Would you ride with me? If it works, we'll work out a way. I'll get you there. It's only like, what, 20 minutes? Yeah, it's okay. Everybody just stretch your hand this way. Come on, preacher. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, just bless her from the top of her head, from the very top of her head to the bless that trip. Father God, let something happen on the way down and on the way back up again. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Somebody help her to the car. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless that trip in the name of Jesus. How many times has she been down there? About four times this year already. This will be the fifth time. Her fifth time going to. Hallelujah. Well, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. What time is it? 9:25. Just give us some light. Just give us some light. Just give us some light. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. I have to give you a couple of scriptures. There's no way you're going to get them all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There's always a way, but not tonight. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless you, precious. You have a good trip. Thank you, everybody. That's how we take offerings. We pray for them and have them leave the person on the platform. My goodness. Well, I'm going to. I probably won't even need that. Isaiah chapter 51, verse 11. Go there real quick. I tell you what, go to Isaiah chapter 51, 3. We're going to be studying some passages. I'm going to give you some of this on Sunday morning, so come ready for the Spirit of God to move. Amen. Hallelujah. But I just want to give you this one. Listen. For the Lord shall comfort Zion. Somebody say, praise the Lord. He will comfort all her waste places, and he will make her wildernesses like Eden and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found therein. Thanksgiving and the voice of melody. Everybody say joy. Joy. Say it one more time. Joy. Joy. And gladness shall be found therein. Thanksgiving and the voice of melody. Hallelujah. Well, that kind of reminds me of the premise that our camp is in right now. Singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Making melody in your heart unto the Lord. Somebody say, praise God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Now, I believe this scripture here has a dual meaning. Of course, it was meaning what it meant back in the Old Testament, but also we can use it over in the New Testament. And if you're wondering what's going on right now with this big thesis on songs, hymns, and spiritual songs, and the spirit of joy, it's right here in Isaiah chapter 51. Isaiah chapter 51, verse 3. For the Lord shall comfort Zion. Somebody say, praise the Lord. The Bible says the Holy Ghost will become our what? Our comforter. How is God going to comfort Zion? By the Holy Ghost. Everybody say, by the Holy Ghost. Zion represents your heart.
Amen.
Write that down. The word Zion represents your heart. And God promised us in the Bible. He was talking about a day like today, a night like tonight. He was talking about what happened over there in the second chapter of Acts. Said the Lord will comfort Zion. The Lord will comfort the heart of man with the Holy Ghost. Somebody say, thank God.
Thank God.
Try to get this on the inside of your spirit, because you got a lot of meat to get here in this next season. Hallelujah. So we're going to give it to you a little bit by a little bit. If you can take it, you'll be blessed. If you can catch this revelation, you'll be blessed. You'll be riding high. You hear what I'm saying? You'll be riding high. Zion represents the heart. I want you to learn that first of all. Okay? Then the Lord shall comfort Zion, and he will comfort all her waste places, and he will make her wilderness like Eden and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness. Somebody say, joy. And gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving and the voice of melody. And that takes us right on back to psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Somebody say, praise the,
praise the Lord.
Singing and making melody in your heart. God will comfort Zion with the Holy Ghost. Isaiah chapter 51, verse 11. Isaiah chapter 51, verse 11. Therefore the redeemed of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Therefore, I said, therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return. So I'm going to get back what God has for me. Amen. Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come Not just return. I tell you what, not just get back to where God wants us to be. Hallelujah. The devil has enraged us. He's poured us out and done all kind of mess, and the body of Christ is not what it should be. Man, it's distant from the heart of God. Did you know that? Man's been chased from their own place, their own heart. When man sinned against God, he was locked out of his own heart. He was locked out of his own spirit. He became dead. Did you know that? He became dead. He had no access to Zion on the inside. He had to get to God through his emotions, through his own mind, through his own understanding, because he was severed from God. He had no spiritual relationship with God. What happened in the second chapter of Acts? Zion returned. The redeemed of the Lord was able to turn again to Zion. Oh, you people don't hear me tonight. You people don't hear me tonight. Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return to Zion. They're going to return to the secret place on the inside of their heart, where they've been locked outside of the spiritual realm, locked out of the kingdom of God, locked out of the place of praise, locked out of the place of worship. Amen. They had to have somebody else go to God for them. They couldn't go to God for themselves. They had priests and all these different things. But God made a way. Amen. He made us alive again, allowed us to enter into Eden one more time, our own heart. Somebody say, my heart represents Zion. And I'm going to tell you what, God says he's about to introduce you to some things about yourself. And you're going to be going into that thing glad about it. Somebody say, glad about it. And I believe this scripture's coming to pass right here. Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come singing unto Zion. I will enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. That's how you get on the inside of your own heart. That's how you get to the place of the Spirit. Listen, they will come singing unto Zion and everlasting. This is what I want to talk to you about tonight. Everybody say everlasting. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Everlasting joy. Tell that, say that one more time. Everlasting joy. Say it one more time. Everlasting joy. The joy of the Lord is good. The joy of the Lord is real, even though there have been many counterfeits out there. A lot of dummies and got over there in the joy. Amen. And messed up. Amen. But it's still good and it's still for you. Amen. A lot of people have got over to the brass, but God's going to take us to gold. Amen. Just because a Looney Tune got happy and messed up doesn't mean you're going to mess up. Keep your joy anyhow. Somebody say, one of the things that are going to be evident to, these are evidence of people that are returning unto Zion. We started to sing, Zion is calling us to a higher place of praise, but we never kind of got there tonight. Amen. Listen, everlasting joy. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, y'all don't want to hear this. Y'all think I'm messing with y'all tonight. Amen. Listen, I meant to just get a real short thing. I got caught up. I got a whole series of Holy Ghost stuff we got to get into. And I just want to talk about being drunk in the Holy Ghost and joy. And I got stuck off in my quiet, you know, in the time that I spent with the Lord to study with this. And God showed me. He said, listen, this is where the Holy Ghost took me to the second chapter of Acts. And said, this is fulfilled here in the second chapter of Acts. Listen, an everlasting joy shall be on their what? Everlasting joy will be where? Well, in the second chapter of Acts, clothed in tongues of fire rested upon their what? Oh, you people are playing games. Therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall return unto Zion. That happened on the day of Pentecost. Amen. And everlasting joy, that fire. Somebody say, fire. Shut up on the inside of my bones. Sometimes the Holy Ghost gets down on the inside and it burns. But sometimes it gives you joy. The Holy Ghost is the strength and the power of God. Did you know that the Holy Ghost, they didn't have power, they didn't have strength, they didn't have authority to do anything, but the Holy Ghost is the power of God? How many realize that's the power of God in manifestation? And if it's the power, the Bible also says, for the joy of the Lord is my strength.
Oh, y'all don't want to hear this tonight. Maybe you do. But it's going to be all right anyhow.
When you find out this thing, you're going to find out that God wants you filled with joy, filled with the Holy Ghost. You'll be saturated in the Spirit of God all the time.
Amen.
I mean, you'll find out it's more than just getting happy in church. You'll find out that it's absolutely necessary. Many people don't have the strength that God wants them to have because they don't get into the joy.
Amen.
Joy came in the day of Pentecost. It rest, clothing tongues of fire rested on all of their heads. And everlasting joy. Ooh, hallelujah. Rested on every one of them shall be upon their hand, and they shall obtain what? Gladness and joy. So say gladness and joy. I tell you what, when they were in the upper room, they were kind of sad. The Lord was no longer, you know, he had ascended a couple times, but they were in that place sad praying. How can we do the things that Jesus did? They were hiding from people. Many of them didn't want to go to Jerusalem. Amen. They didn't want to be seen. They were hiding. They thought they might get crucified too. Somebody say, praise God.
Praise God.
And they were, I guess some of them were there. Some were praying and some might have been there for a while. Talk about all they used to have, all that Jesus used to do. But then the Holy Ghost came and changed that thing around, amen, and took away all of their sorrow, amen, and gave them supernatural joy. Somebody say joy.
Joy.
That word everlasting means more than just joy that goes on forever. I look at that word that said an ancient, somebody say ancient,
ancient.
Joy.
Joy.
An everlasting or ancient joy. I mean, something just didn't start yesterday. Something that God had going before the foundations of the world. Somebody say, praise God. This isn't something we got from Rodney Howard Brown. Thank God for Rodney Howard Brown. This isn't just something we decided to do, you know, because we saw it on TBN. I tell you what, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. Amen. Nobody gave this joy to me. This joy came from God. Somebody say, ancient joy.
Ancient.
Hallelujah. A joy with purpose. A joy that has purpose. A joy that has a reason. Somebody say, ancient joy. For God has anointed my head with the joy, the oil of what? Gladness. David had the oil of gladness on his head. Amen. Somebody say, ancient joy. One of the boys said that, listen, for the joy of the Lord is my strength. Amen. Somebody say, ancient joy.
Ancient joy.
Somebody say, ancient joy.
Ancient joy.
Somebody say, ancient joy. It's so ancient, they talked about it. It says, listen, when Jesus was being born, the angels say, I bring you tidings of great joy. Somebody say, ancient joy.
Ancient.
It didn't start back in 1901. Ancient joy. Listen, when they found out that Jesus would be born, the babe in Elizabeth's belly leaped for what? Joy. Somebody say, ancient joy.
Ancient.
The same joy. Amen. Oh, y'all don't want to. Now, this ancient joy is a continual, eternal joy. It'll never stop. It's not just a wave that happened 10 years ago. It was here. It's just like Jesus because it's a part of the Holy Ghost. Amen. This joy is the Holy Ghost on the inside of you. And that joy and the Holy Ghost is just like Jesus. He said, listen, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. That means the joy was there in the beginning. And if the joy was in the beginning, it will also be there in the end. Somebody say, amen. The Holy Ghost will always have joy. And that joy will always be your strength. Somebody say, ancient joy. Joy. Said ancient joy. There's another word for that word. See, we just get these words over in our language. We write the best thing that we can come up with it. And you know, and we think they said everlasting joy. That means that joy that goes on forever, joy that goes on forever, joy that goes on forever. Everlasting joy. It means it never ends. It means more than that. It means an ancient joy. Didn't just start yesterday. Amen. When you start to sense that joy of the Holy Ghost, you need to rejoice and realize that it's gone through many saints before it got to you. Woo, hallelujah. It didn't come out of your emotion. It came from God.
You'll start to, ooh. Somebody say ancient joy. Same joy that Jesus had. We'll find out that Jesus had that joy. Means joy at any time. Write that word down. Joy at any time. That word everlasting means ancient, continual, anytime. Time out of mind. That's a word for time out of mind. Joy. Somebody say, thank God I got that kind of joy. You don't got a worldly kind of joy that comes just when you're in a good mood.
Amen.
Woo! Hallelujah. Just not because the song service was good. You got ancient time, anytime joy. Said, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation. Somebody say, anytime joy. Ancient joy. Oh, hallelujah. Y'all can shut me up. What time is it? You can shut me up in 15 minutes. Now listen. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank God. Ancient joy. Supernatural joy. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just going to stick right here. Listen, go to Isaiah chapter 52. Verse 9. Do you have it? What does it say?
Break forth into joy.
Say it one more time.
Break forth into joy.
Sing together, ye waste places of Jerusalem, for the Lord hath what?
Comforted.
He hath redeemed Jerusalem.
Amen.
Notice that it says break forth. Everybody circle that word, break forth. Say that one more time. So say break forth. You're going to find that's exactly what it means. This is a prophetic word. This is a prophetic word, and the word is patsach. Patsach, okay? P-A-T-S-A-C-H. P-A-T-S-A-C-H. And that word, now they've interpreted that word to break forth with joy. That word means, somebody say, break out. Say it one more time. Say it, break out. Say it one more time, break out. It says to break out into joy, and it means with a loud noise. Somebody say, act up. Cut up. Show off. This is what he was basically saying. He said, listen, break out with a loud noise into joy. Somebody say, don't be left where you are. Somebody say, break out of this stuff with joy. There's a breakout joy. Did you know there's a breakout joy? Joy just isn't, you know, just an emotion. There is a breakout joy. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. We're going to get to Isaiah chapter 55, verse 12. Why is it important to have joy? Why is it so important to have joy? You know, I've not been doing my joy. I've not been getting drunk the way I should. I just thought that it was a little thing. Amen. And, you know, and I realize that it's absolutely essential, not just as praying tongues. Praying in tongues is absolutely essential. Amen. Prayer is essential. Prayer in English is essential. Reading your Bible is essential. But I'm finding out right here that joy in the Holy Ghost is absolutely essential. That we're commanded of God to be in the joy. Somebody say, rejoice,
rejoice.
Evermore. For you shall go out with what? Oh, come on now. For you shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you. Oh, people, you think that means that they're going to just break apart? No, it says that the mountains and the hills are going to break out into joy with you. When you study that, that's what it means. It's the same word for break out. So if you're going to interpret, it says, listen, the mountains, even the mountains and the hills will break out into joy with you. Somebody say, they will break out as well. See, mountains and hills. Mountains and hills represents obstacles and different situations. Amen. But here the Bible is saying, listen, when you will go out with this joy, when you get in that joy, even the mountains and hills will start to rejoice with you. For you will go out with joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills will break forth before you into singing. Somebody say, in the singing. And the trees of the field will clap their hands. There's about to come on a Holy Ghost fit on the whole world. The Bible says if we don't praise Him, the very rocks would cry out. Somebody say, amen. Amen. Don't you worry about nobody else. God will have mountains start to praise Him with you. Amen. And trees start to clap their hands. Listen, everybody say the word go out.
Go out.
Say it one more time.
Go out.
It says you will go out with joy. And that word go out. See, many people aren't able to go out anywhere. See, this word go out means to proceed. Many people want to proceed in their life, go to the next level, go to the next step. I'm stuck, and how do I get to the next level? How do I get to the next wave? How do I get up there? How do I go on? Listen, it means to escape. The Bible says you will escape with joy. Notice that the Bible said, therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return. That means they're going to escape from the bondage of Babylon. Or whatever bondage they were in, they're going to escape that mess. You can, listen, you got some stuff that you want to escape. Debt. You want to escape sickness. You want to escape the bondage of the world. You want to escape the tradition and the boundaries. Listen, the joy of the Lord is your strength. It will give you the ability to escape. That word, you will go out, means you will escape.
Amen.
You will escape with joy. Somebody say, proceed,
pull out.
Or grow, or shoot forth, or spread, spring out. That's what that word go out means. You need to write that down. If any of those things you need right now, how many need a breakthrough? You didn't come here tonight just to play around. You came here because you wanted to break out of your situation and get on to something a little bit better. This is nice, but God's got a whole lot more, and I want some of it. And He's trying to teach us how to get it.
Yes.
Brother Osteen taught us. Brother Osteen said, listen, follow the peace of God. You shall be led forth with peace. But you can be led anywhere, but you're not going to be able to break out of anything unless you break out in joy. People wonder, how does she get out of this? How do they get delivered from that? How is so much deliverance coming from churches that have the joy? Many of you have been in some mess all of your life, and all of a sudden you got under this joy, and all of a sudden stuff started to break off, and you're wondering why. Because it's the joy of the Lord that gives you the ability to escape. There are a lot of people sitting up a whole lot of quiet, dead places, still in bondage, still stuck up. Why? It's the joy of the Bible says you will break forth with joy. You will go out with joy. Some people said, I'm just so stuck. I'm just so hindered. I'm just so, you know, all this other mess. I got all this other stuff going on with my life. Somebody say, get in some joy.
Get in some joy.
You'll break out of it. You'll break out of it. Hallelujah. Those things escape, proceed, pull out, shoot forth, spread, spring out, stand out. This is what this joy does for you. So if you got something you need to break out of, I'd recommend the joy of the Lord. If you want to go out, you must realize that this can only be accomplished with the joy of the Lord, which will be your strength. So if you need strength, go on and get into the joy of the Lord. Notice that on Wednesday night, you know, I just said, man, there were some things that I just didn't want to do. Didn't have the strength or the ability to do it. And God said, you better get in joy then. He says, whatever you do, do it with joy in your heart. Why? Because it will give you the strength to do it. That means that whatever you, whatever ministry you have, if you don't have, if you're not saturating yourself in the joy of the Lord with it, you will not have the strength to fulfill that thing. And we wonder, why is it when we first started a church, we were able to get so much done with so little? You know? Why? What? Because we were always drunk. We just drunk a lot. We got drunk in the Holy Ghost. We were always high in the Spirit of God. We were always filled with the joy of the Lord. So we were able to break on to different levels and break on. Well, listen, we're ready to break on to a new level, so we better go do what we had to do before. Somebody say, break out with joy. Follow the peace of God, but go out with joy. Amen? Peace and joy. Somebody say, peace and joy. Those are two things you need to have in your life at all times. Peace, the peace of God, which is God's prosperity, the shalom of God, the peace of God. Amen? You need to have God's peace over your life. Amen. Like we were saying, singing tonight, that prophetic song. You know, we made that up as we were going. It was prophetically from the Lord. Don't worry about a thing. Everything's going to be all right. Somebody say, praise God. Therefore, have peace. Just take it. I command you by the word of God, don't you ever worry about another thing. And I'm here to tell you, everything's going to be all right. Amen. Amen. So you take peace on it. And not only have peace about it, but then rejoice about it. Amen? Yeah. Now listen. Romans chapter 15, verse 13. God told us to be filled with the Holy Ghost, right? Be filled with the presence of God and the power of God, right? How many of you want to be Spirit-filled? Amen. Well, this is Romans chapter 15, verse 13. It says, now the God of hope fill you with all what?
Joy.
Say it one more time.
Joy.
That ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Because it's the, see, many people want to have the power of the Holy Ghost without the joy and the peace. You won't have any Holy Ghost power until you get over to the joy. Because the Bible says, for the joy of the Lord is my strength.
Amen.
How many of you want to abound? How many want to abound in those things that you may abound in hope? That means you have an expectation. God said some things to you. God said some things about this ministry. He said some things about my life. And I want to abound in the things that he said. That word hopes means expectation. What do you expect God to do?
Amen.
I expect him to do what he said he's going to do, right?
Amen.
But listen, God needs to fill me. If I want to see my expectation come to pass, God needs to fill me with joy and peace. Amen. Somebody say, I have the peace of God, but I'm fortified in the joy of the Lord. Has that been 15 minutes? I think so. I got 4 minutes to go. Somebody say hallelujah. Say it. Just pray in the Holy Ghost right where you are. Hallelujah. Someone shout. Just start to rejoice. Somebody say joy. Supernatural joy. You've got to have it. People don't want like to hear no yelling. Amen. Oh, no, no, no. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall return with singing. Hallelujah. How many of you want to get back to where your needs met? The Bible says, my God shall supply all of my need according to his riches in glory. And glory's on the inside of you. Amen. Hallelujah. But you're going to have to get there with joy. Just pray and hold. Just stand where you are. I believe that's a good starting place for this next season, don't you? How many believe that's a good starting place? Say it one more time.
Hallelujah.
Keep going. Woohoo! Sending it about a little bit, shit in the hunt and a high. Come on and keep praying in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Keep praying in the Holy Spirit.
Nobody leave without sowing an offering. Somebody say amen. Amen. Say praise the Lord. If you've been blessed since you've been sowing, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
I mean, I'm just hearing all these wonderful testimonies about all that God is doing. Hang in there. It'll come back. Hallelujah. I mean, some people used to clap when they got a couple $100s. Amen. It's coming in the thousands. Thank you, Jesus. I'm ready to see it in the tens. Amen. But I just want you to get drunk in the Holy. I just want you to just to rejoice. I just want you to do that tonight just for a little bit. Is that all right? We've heard all these scriptures. Somebody say, Lord, fill me with your ancient joy, everlasting joy. Lord, allow me to return to Zion with joy. Not only will I be filled with the Holy Ghost, with evidence of a supernatural prayer language, but I'm going to be filled with real joy. Say real joy. That ancient joy. God's joy. No counterfeit. The real thing. Amen. Some of that stuff that Jesus had. Now you're just praying. I'm going to be reading you some joy scriptures. And I'm going to lay my hands on you and pray that God fill you with joy. Amen. Amen. We're going to go for it. Amen. I want you totally saturated, full of the, because you got some things you need to break out of. Amen. Amen. And everybody should experience. You're going to get drunk in the Holy Ghost. Oh, yes, you are. God's got it for you. Amen. God's got it for you, and you need it. Amen. You're not doing it just because everybody else is doing it. You're doing it because it's good and it's right. That's how God wants to bless you. Amen. God wants you to be blessed. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. I want you to pray this prayer. Isaiah, Psalm chapter 51. Just pray this. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. It's the free spirit that's able to flow in the joy of God. Everybody say free. Now that free spirit means voluntary or willing. See, that's how God wants to let you do. Listen, he said, restore, you know, uphold me with that free spirit. That means a spirit that can be led by God, a voluntary spirit. And there's so many people that don't have a voluntary spirit. God tells them to go here, they won't go. God tells them to rejoice, they won't rejoice. God tells them anything, and they're just as stubborn, amen? But David prayed, said, God, give me one of those willing and voluntary spirits that all you got to do is whisper to me and I'll do it. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Well, you got to have a voluntary spirit when it comes to joy. David said, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation and give me a voluntary spirit. And you got to be voluntary to be saturated in the presence of God. You got to humble yourself. The only way to get this joy is to humble yourself. Amen. The Lord is near those that are of a contrite spirit. And you got to humble yourself. I'm going to tell you this straight up. Listen, it's not just for you. It's God wants to do some stuff for you. Amen. Thank God it feels good. And people think just because it feels good and it's just great, that that's all you get out of it. It's just a good feeling. But I tell you what, you need this. You've got to have it. Amen. You'll change when you get into it. Amen. You'll change when you get into it. You'll find yourself strengthened in God and empowered in God. The joy of the Lord will be your strength. You're not going to be weak anymore. That's one of the things that we said we wanted to do. We want to develop people that were strong in the Lord and the power of his might. And David said, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Amen. Somebody say, pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Into thy hands I commit my spirit. Into thy hands I do commit my spirit. Just pray that. Hallelujah. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Hallelujah.
into your hands. I commit my spirit. I don't want to be like everybody else. I give you my spirit, Lord. Saturate me in the presence of God. Do exactly what you want to do. I don't care if nobody else wants to be drunk. Fill me. Hallelujah. You're going to return to your heart with joy, unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm the pastor of this church, and I say everybody in here got to be drunk in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Now just put your hands up. Hallelujah. Say it done the dust, tell it behind the high. Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit. Hallelujah. Father, into my hands, into thy hands. Say, into thy hands. I commit my spirit. I yield myself to the joy of the Lord. And you better be careful when you give yourself to the joy of the Lord. Remember that the Bible said it's anytime joy. That means it'll come on you at any time, not just church. That's what happened last night. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. Just start to bless God right where you are. Hallelujah. Come on down here, Brother Jesse Dickinson. Hallelujah. Somebody say, anytime joy. Ancient joy. Ancient joy. Ancient joy. Say, I'm about to get drunk. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many want to escape? How many want to escape? The Bible says, with joy shall you draw from the waters of life. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Then just raise your hand and start to pray in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Ha, 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 ha. Joy. Ah, la, 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 do, oh, she, na, ha, na. Bless her in Jesus' name. Oh, ha, 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 ha. Drunk. Hallelujah. Joy. Oh, see, I was going to show you scripture. Somebody say, why is he laying hands? Because it's just one way that joy is given. Joy. Ancient joy in the name of Jesus. Rejoice. Rejoice. Hallelujah. Glory. Rejoice in Jesus. Hallelujah. Rejoice in Jesus. Ha, 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 ha. Rejoice in Jesus' name. Ha, there it is. Rejoice. Ha, ha, ha. Rejoice. Be blessed. Ha, 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 ha. Be blessed. Rejoice. Hallelujah. Rejoice and be glad. Hallelujah. Rejoice in Jesus' name. I command you in Jesus' name. Rejoice. Hallelujah. You better keep laughing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You want to be blessed? Hallelujah. We got to do it again. Hallelujah. You want to be blessed? Rejoice in Jesus. Hallelujah. Just rejoice in Jesus. Rejoice. Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. Laughter doeth good like a medicine. Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. Go to the next level. Ha 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 ha. Laugh your way there. You got a big screen TV, Jesse. Ha 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 ha. God wants to do more. Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha
ha, 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 don't you get me drunk. That's what we're called to do. Don't worry. Amen. Be blessed. Ha 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 help, help, Holy Ghost. Before you go, Brother Dean. Keep laughing. Keep laughing. Keep laughing. Keep laughing. Hallelujah. I ain't coming to no more Holy Ghost meetings. Joy unspeakable, full of glory. Ha 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 ha. Hardy, ha ha ha. Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. La 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 la. Ha 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 ha. Joy unspeakable, full of glory. Joy unspeakable, full of glory. Joy unspeakable. Joy unspeakable, full of glory. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Y'all just start to laugh in the Holy Ghost. Come over here. Y'all are getting blessed back there, huh? Just help us here. Just laugh in the Holy Ghost. Ha, ha, ha. He, he, he. Ha, ha, ha. Come on, Brother Rex, help us here. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Ho, ho, ho. He, he, he. Sananahanda.
Andalala, banda de lusty. Help us, Brother Jesse. Just keep laughing with him. Just keep working with him. Just keep laughing. Ha 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 ha. Oh. Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. Ha ha ha. She's back here praying. Oh, Jesus. Y'all are doing good. Thank you, Jesus. Did you learn anything about this joy tonight? Hallelujah. Help me. Brother, you're praying just like I am. Ha 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 ha. Ha ha ha. Ancient joy. Ancient joy. Ha 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 ha. Did I push you? Okay, come here. I'm not gonna punch you. Ha 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 ha. I don't want to freak Brother John out. It'd be his first and last trip. Brother John, my birthday's the 12th. You know that? Yeah. Hallelujah. He looks so nice. Y'all pray for Brother John. Hallelujah. Oh, I love you, brother. Hallelujah. Bless in the name of Jesus. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, Father. Yeah.
Y'all bless somebody. Get her like Gloria. Belle, come on out of there. We know you're up there. Did she run to the front? Ah, hallelujah. Oh, did she run outside? One of you fast ones, go hunt her down. Hallelujah. I'd be rejoicing if I were you. I'd be rejoicing if I were you. We only touched the surface of this. Keep rejoicing in God. That's how God's going to bless you. Do you know that? You know that's how God's going to bless you? You don't order the high. Jesse, can I pray for you too? Come on. Were you just thinking that? Okay. What's that? What's that? Y'all are going to find out this is just not something that's unique. You're going to find out that this is something in the Word.
Amen.
And I'm going to show you in weeks to come Jesus's joy, the joy of Jesus, the joy of Jesus, how important this joy is. We're going to be talking about ancient joy. This is not something new. Y'all just stand up and rejoice as Brother Jesse gets blessed. Thank you, Jesus. If you can. If you can. I'd rather you, wherever you get in touch at, stay there. Amen. Hallelujah. Ooh, we're going to be blessed. Ooh, you know, whenever this joy comes, big stuff always comes. Hallelujah. Joy. Get him up of here. Help him. Pray for him. Don't say any words, just laugh. Joy unspeakable, full of glory. Hallelujah. Anytime joy. Anytime joy. You need to tell your friends when you get in the car, you start acting stupid. Sorry, this is anytime joy. I got that ancient joy. Hoo-da-la. I got ancient joy. Confess it. I have ancient joy. Say it. I have ancient joy. Anytime joy. Anytime joy. Anytime joy. Say, you can give me joy anytime. Anytime joy. Anytime joy. Anytime joy. Anytime joy. Anytime joy. You better be careful saying that. Say anytime joy. And whenever joy shows up, blessing shows up. Anytime joy. It might scare you. It might freak you out. It might shake some things up. But in the long run, you'll fare out better. If you lose a job because of joy, you'll get a better one. Amen. If you lose a couple friends because of joy, you'll find a better one. Somebody say, anytime joy.
Anytime joy. Say the joy was here first. Hallelujah. Joy takes precedent. Joy was before sorrow. Joy was before sorrow. In the beginning was God. In the beginning was God. Joy was before sorrow. Hallelujah. How did I know that? So joy has more authority. Joy is stronger than sorrow. Ha, 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 ha. Say, I was happy before I was sad. I'm not sad. I'm happy. The devil's trying to make me sad. I'm really happy. I'm such a happy person. I'm glad. See, I'm just happy. See, I'm happy. I'm happy. I'm happy. Happy. Glad. Now, we're just messing with this a little bit. I'm done, but you make sure you study the scriptures. You just make sure you study those scriptures and you stay open to the joy of the Lord. That anytime joy. And realize that's where your blessing's coming from. When joy starts to tickle at your heart and you feel joy pressing, that's really a blessing. Do you know that? If God wants to bring, the Bible says, with joy will you draw from the issues of life on the inside of your heart. So when joy shows up, that's your blessing or your manifestation trying to formate itself. So many times, if you just yield yourself to the joy of God, that's God working your stuff out for you. Therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall return with joy, unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah. We get to receive tonight's offering. Wasn't tonight wonderful? Hallelujah. You got to get filled with the Holy Ghost and filled with joy. Do you feel better after? Huh? You feel better? She said a little bit. Somebody says, when are we going to get off this joy kick?
Never.
We can't.
Everlasting.
We can't. We can't. How are you going to have the Holy Ghost without joy?
Amen.
Listen, I'll tell you how long joy is going to be there. I know it's going to be when Jesus returns and he takes us up to glory, because it said the redeemed, the Lord will return with singing and rejoicing.
Yes.
And he'll rejoice over us with singing. There's a scripture in the Bible that says he will rejoice over us with singing. And that word rejoice means I have a fit. The first thing that Jesus is going to do for you when you get to heaven is he's going to get everybody in there. He's going to have a fit over you. Gary, the Bible says it. He will rejoice over you with singing. When you figure that word out and you study that word, he will leap, spring forth, and make all kind of loud noise and spin around. Somebody say, praise God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Notice that he tells you when you go to the Bible, go ye and enter into the joy of the Lord. Was the parables in the parables when the people were going over to the other side. He said, you've done this, you've done this. Now you go and enter into the joy of the Lord. Didn't say just go into heaven. He said, go and enter into the joy of the Lord. And the others, he sent them into eternal damnation. So you think it's rough down here? It's a big party up there. Every time somebody comes back, the angels rejoice. Amen. Hallelujah. If you need to write 10,000, it's TENTHOUSAND. Yes, it's OU send Andy. Any Andys in here? If you need an offering envelope that seemed to multiply themselves, doesn't his haircut look good? If you need an offering envelope, wave your hand. If you wish you had something to put in the envelope, wave the other hand. Do you really hear? Let me help you. Son, I know you got money. Do you? Is it gone already? Huh? Lord, I'm so blessed. Huh? What's that, dear? No, I'm just blessed. Yeah. Who needs seed? Who needs seed? You need seed? Okay, you already got it in there. Anybody else need seed? Tizo needs seed. Hallelujah. Tell him if he'd laugh, he'd have more seed. If you'd laugh, you'd have plenty of seed. Is anybody in need tonight? Is anybody in need tonight? Everybody got food? Okay. Pray for Papa, but everybody's got food. You got food? Everybody got food? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody happy? Everybody got money? Does everybody have money? There she comes back. Praise the Lord. We're not going to mess with you. She likes the offering part. I won't put you. Okay, I understand. Does everybody have money? Yeah. I'm trying to find somebody that needs it. If you feel it. I'm answering. Okay. How much? I got seed that was sown to me. I was going to tell you, do you need some money, dear? Give this. I'm going to give it all away. Give it to me. I'm giving you seed to sow.
No, I don't want no one, though.
Do you have money, brother? Good money? You don't need no money. Isn't this good? Where's Judith? Oh, the joy of the Lord is her strength. Laughter doeth good like a medicine. Everybody stretch your hand out here to Judith. Come on in, beautiful. I thought Judith had gone. I have to repent. I said, look at Judith, and ate and ran. Do you have money?
Yeah.
You need money? Hallelujah. See, Priscilla should have stayed. Anybody need money? Glory to God. Do you have a lot of money, son? Okay. In your heavenly bank account. I'm talking about the earthly one. Stand up with your resource. I enjoy church. I just love church. Isn't this fun? This is better than Brother John, please don't be offended with us. Sometimes we have really quiet services. How's that job going? Praise God. Hallelujah.
Chris, just Chad, put your hands up and say, I'm so blessed. Say it. Say, I am so blessed. Ooh, am I blessed? Say, God has taken complete control. Therefore, I am supernaturally blessed. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. God's looking for someone to bless. I want to get out of here just like you do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Father, we thank you for prayer. Ooh, glory! Woo! Ah. Ooh. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, everybody just say, I'm so glad I'm blessed. No, God is doing that thing that he said he was doing.
Yes.
About that green, you being a green tree, God is doing that. God is doing that. Even now, I sense that anointing flowing right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Please give all the glory to Jesus. Thank you for this offering. Talk to your seed if you didn't already get it. Lord, we thank you for this seed sown. May it go out and come back again. Speak to your seed. How many of you have seen your seed come back already? Just as fast as it goes back, it comes back again. Since you've been speaking, it's been doing it. Ho, how many of you have been seeing it? It's gone and you can't get rid of it fast enough before it's right back in your face again. I mean, it's like a cat that you can't keep away from your front door. You know, you got this cat, you feed it one time, it just keeps coming back. Somebody say amen. Ha, 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 ha. Say, come back again as I send you out. In Jesus' name.
I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
In Jesus' name. If y'all would stay in joy, I see some things happen. If you would just stay in the joy of God and just relax. If you just stay in the joy of God, I can see some things happening. Hallelujah. You okay? You riding with us? Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. We'll be here Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. My gosh, look at God moving. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I love you so much, son. Chris, Chad, I love you too. When you getting your job?
I got to call the guy at Structure back on Monday.
Howard,
and then Abercrombie.